This is the Composer's Datebook for May 2nd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1692, London audiences were treated to a lavish theatrical entertainment titled The Fairy Queen. The show was loosely based on Shakespeare's comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream, a play already 100 years old in 1692. To make it more in line with contemporary taste, characters were added or cut, and scenes shifted around to such an extent that Shakespeare, were he alive to see it, would be hard put to recognize much of his original concept. Musical sequences were also expanded, and the producers hired the leading British composer of the day to write them. His name was Henry Purcell, and The Fairy Queen would turn out to be the biggest success of his career. In addition to writing the show's songs and dances, Purcell provided music to entertain the audience as they entered and exited the theater or stretched their legs during the intermission. The good news is that no expense was spared in the show's production. The bad news was the show's producers barely covered their expenses. Subsequent productions, they decided, would have to be less flashy. But recognizing the quality of Purcell's music, they signed him on once again for their next extravaganza. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.